Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, November 27, 2024, 1 John.
All right, we have a couple of announcements here to get started. First of all, we have two birthdays, and they're both on Thanksgiving, since every day is Thanksgiving. See? Valerie's birthday is tomorrow on Thanksgiving, and Julie's birthday is on the next day of Thanksgiving, Friday. So we got two winner believer ladies who are having their birthday the next couple of days. They're just a couple of spring chickens, too. So happy birthday to you ladies. And we have also, I would like you to keep in your prayers, on December 4th, Rich Blair is going to be conducting a heaven special, the heaven special that we did here. He's going to be playing it for the people at the Las Ventanas Senior Living Center. And that will begin December 4th. I think there's at least, are you going to do a whole lesson at a time or half? Okay, well, it'll last probably 52 lessons. There are about 26, and if you go all completely. So if you'll remember to pray that God will prepare the hearts of the people there, draw by his hand of grace the ones who are supposed to be there. And that includes, there will probably be unbelievers that attend as well, but that's all right. The grace gospel will be given. Pray that God will use this to bring many sons into glory and for the edification of those believers who are there. So that begins December 4th, next week. I'd like you to pray for that, keep praying for that. And then December 7th, next Saturday, the evangelism team will be going to Legacy House Centennial Hills and presenting a Christmas program. The grace gospel will be given. Again, if you will please pray that God will prepare the hearts of all the people there and bring by his hand of grace all of those people and staff and bring them for the Christmas program. And pray for the evangelism team that they'll be channels of God's grace and tools in God's hands, that the grace gospel will be given clearly and accurately, and that once again God may use this to his honor and to his glory to bring many sons into glory. Now there's another thing that's coming up, and that's our Christmas play will be Sunday, December 22nd. Sunday, December 22nd. Now, normally a local church is for believers to assemble, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. On this Sunday, December 22nd, that's the time if you have family, friends, relatives, anybody, and it doesn't make any difference if they're believer or unbeliever. This is one time to invite and bring unbelievers to come to the Christmas play, because the grace gospel will be given. It's a great time for them to hear the gospel and have an opportunity to believe in Christ. That grace gospel will be given by the little people. Pray for them that they speak clearly and loudly. Now, sometimes they have no trouble speaking loudly sometimes, but then when they get in front of people, they kind of freeze up. So pray that they will speak clearly and loudly. And also, Randy and Dodie have been working on about an hour-long Christmas program that is spectacular. And it also presents the Grace Gospel. So December 22nd, Sunday, December 22nd, great time to bring people that you would like to have them hear the good news of Jesus Christ and the Grace Gospel. That's our Christmas play, December 22nd. All right. Geez. Okay. Amen. Let's go. Time to leave. Okay. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Here comes the triumvirate in here. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. See, they just walked in. There you go. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that all that we have and all that we are is because of who and what you are. And we thank you, sir, for the most amazing and fantastic plan that you have for each one of our lives. A plan that enables us to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, attain spiritual maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts, and therefore to be able to have Thanksgiving every single day and Christmas every single day. And for that, sir, we are forever grateful. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, we start out on Monday with a couple of mandates given to us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then Ephesians 5:20, always be thankful with reference to all things to God, even the Father, through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now these are commands, mandates from God, that every single day, not just one day out of the year, but all 365 days should be thanksgiving. When you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advance to spiritual maturity, you will have thanksgiving and you will celebrate Christmas every single day. However, you cannot fulfill these mandates of 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and Ephesians 5:20 until you fulfill another mandate of 2 Peter 3, verse 18, to grow up spiritually in the grace orientation and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the key to having thanksgiving every single day is to first of all have grace orientation in your heart. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it is the will of God for you to have thanksgiving every single day. The unique spiritual life that God has designed for us, royal family of God, is so amazing and so fantastic that every day can be and should be thanksgiving. This thanksgiving is directed to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. And thanksgiving is defined for us in Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll start by going over to that verse, Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. Thanksgiving is one of the great spiritual sacrifices that you offer to God the Father as a part of your royal priesthood. We have been commissioned a royal priest to represent ourselves before God, and we have been commissioned a royal ambassador to represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Now, in the age of Israel, there was a specialized priesthood. You had to be a Levite, and they offered animal sacrifices. But we live in the church age, and this is the age of the universal priesthood. Every single one of you have been commissioned a royal priest. And we offer sacrifices to God as well. But our sacrifices are spiritual sacrifices. And they're described for us in Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. And then he defines what he means by that. That is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, his person, who and what he is, because of his essence, his attributes. But that's not the only spiritual sacrifice defined here. And, verse 16, and do not neglect doing good. Divine good production as a result of the filling of the Spirit and maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. You have the spiritual sacrifice of divine good production. And that's not the only one. There's a third one, grace giving. For with such sacrifices, with these spiritual sacrifices, God is pleased. So we have three spiritual sacrifices defined in Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. These spiritual sacrifices from your royal priesthood to God the Father. And in both verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and Ephesians 5:20, the word for thanksgiving, the word to give thanks, is literally el charisteo. And that helps us define exactly what's included in the key to thanksgiving. El Karistao. E-U-C-H-A-R-I-S-T-E, long O. Two word, compound word, El, which is good, and Karistao is the verb from which we get Karis, which is grace. So the word for thanksgiving, the word for giving thanks is literally good grace. The basis of thanksgiving is having grace orientation brought to completion in your heart. When the believer attains maximum grace orientation, then every day will be thanksgiving in your life. Now, we continue. Point one, thanksgiving is a very important part of worshiping the living and true God. We've seen it from the standpoint of our royal priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices. Now we'll look at it in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. You're there and all ready to go. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with epignosis, knowledge of His will. Epignosis, knowledge of His will. How? Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. Bearing fruit, there's one of the spiritual sacrifices, maximum divine good production, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the epignosis knowledge of God, doctrinal orientation, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and forbearance. That's macrothumia, forbearance. And joyfully, with happiness, giving thanks to the Father, God the Father. So here, thanksgiving is associated with sharing the happiness of God. That's the result of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Your personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. The other side of the coin of occupation with Christ is sharing the happiness of God. And joyfully, with plus H, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and He has brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loved, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. All of these things, basis for your thanksgiving every day to the Father. So, let's amplify this. One, in verses 9 and 10, thanksgiving directed to God the Father is the result of being filled up with the epignosis knowledge of His will and being filled up with the epinosis knowledge of God. Now that's the mandate of 2 Peter 3:18. Grow up spiritually in grace, grace orientation, and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then you can have thanksgiving every single day. So in verses 9 and 10, thanksgiving directed to God the Father is the result of being filled up with the epinosis knowledge. That's completed knowledge. Completed knowledge. Full knowledge. Completed knowledge of His will and being filled up with the epinosis knowledge of God. Two. This is accomplished by means of all spiritual wisdom. Wisdom. And understanding. Verse 9. Maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. Wisdom is the word of God that you not only have heard in Bible class, but you learn it and you believe it. When you believe it, it goes into your heart, and now it's wisdom. Chokmah in the Hebrew, Sophia in the Greek. Now you can apply that wisdom, metabolized doctrine in your heart, to your life and in giving thanksgiving to God every single day. So this is accomplished by means of all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 9. Maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. 3. It results in giving thanks to the Father with happiness. Plus H. It says joyfully. Joyfully giving thanks. That's giving thanks to the Father associated with His happiness in your soul. Plus H in your soul. And that happiness you take with you everywhere you go, every single day. That is a self-contained happiness that you have with you day by day by day, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in America, no matter what's going on in Las Vegas, no matter what's going on at work, this is a self-contained happiness. So it results in plus H, joyfully giving thanks to the Father. That's verses 11 and 12. For having thanksgiving every day with happiness in your heart given to God the Father is a result of a soul filled up with epinosis doctrine of God and His will. Having thanksgiving every day with happiness in your heart, given to God the Father, is the result of a soul filled up with epinosis doctrine, completed doctrine, full knowledge of God and His will. 5. The winner believer attitude toward God the Father is characterized with happiness and thanksgiving. The winner believer's mental attitude toward God the Father is characterized with happiness and thanksgiving. Six, constantly being thankful, therefore, is a result of grace orientation plus doctrinal orientation plus virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Constantly being thankful is a result of grace orientation plus doctrinal orientation, plus virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Seven, when that is reality, you will have thanksgiving every single day, fulfilling the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. When that is reality in your soul, then you will have thanksgiving every single day, 365 days a year, fulfilling the will of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. All right. Now we go on in Colossians. Let's look over to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, edification, strengthened in the faith, as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. So, one, the believer with maximum metabolized doctrine, rooted in his heart, rooted. You believed it, it's planted in your heart. When you plant it and it's rooted, it produces all kinds of great fruit. So the believer with maximum metabolized doctrine rooted in his heart is constantly overflowing with thanksgiving. Constantly overflowing with thanksgiving. Verse 7. Two, thanksgiving is the result of edification, spiritual growth, and being strengthened by means of the body of faith, Bible doctrine. Thanksgiving is the result of edification, spiritual growth, and being strengthened by means of the body of faith, Bible doctrine. All right. Paul's just getting warmed up. Now let's go over to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, starting at verse 12. Colossians 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, that is, as God's elected ones, elected to privilege, therefore, as God's elected ones, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. Now, this clothing you're putting on here is a uniform that goes on in your soul. This is the uniform of honor that is put on in your soul. This is the virtues of Christ that are developed as you fulfill the ultimate objective of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Clothe yourself with the invisible uniform of honor. And what is that invisible uniform of honor made up of? Grace orientation. Compassion. That's grace, part of grace orientation. Kindness. That's a part of grace orientation. Humility, that's a part of grace orientation. Gentleness, that's a part of grace orientation. And patience, there's macrothumia again. And now we have virtue love. So we have grace orientation, we have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Here is When you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, motivational virtue of personal love for God the Father motivates you to have impersonal love for all mankind. Bear with one another and forgive. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. We have a role model, and the role model is our Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on virtue love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. Peace here is reconciliation, which is a very important part, removal of barriers in impersonal love for all. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. Thanksgiving. Gratitude is thanksgiving to God. With gratitude, thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So we may have to teach Colossians again, teach it as the letter, epistle on having thanksgiving every single day. Let's amplify verses 12 to 17. One, being thankful is directly related to the uniform of honor. That uniform of honor is having the virtues of Christ in your heart. Being thankful is directly related to the uniform of honor, having the virtues of Christ in your heart. Two, when the believer has maximum grace orientation, which is described as compassion and gentleness and kindness and humility and patience, then he has thanksgiving every single day. Then he has thanksgiving every single day. Three. Another key factor of having thanksgiving every single day is having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. That's the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. That's why we're here in the short time while we're here, to have that ultimate objective, virtue love brought to completion in your heart. So point three, virtue love brought to completion in your heart results in having thanksgiving every single day. Forgiving one another as the Lord forgave you. Verse 13. Over all these virtues, put on virtue love. Verse 14. And reconciliation. Verse 15. Four. When you put on the uniform of honor, with its compassion and kindness and gentleness and humility and steadfastness and virtue love and reconciliation, then you will fulfill the mandate. In everything, give thanks. When you put on the uniform of honor with its kindness and compassion and gentleness and humility and steadfastness and virtue, love and reconciliation, then you will fulfill the mandate, in everything give thanks. 5. Divine viewpoint thinking, as a result of doctrinal orientation, is thanksgiving overflowing to God the Father because of who and what He is. Divine viewpoint thinking, doctrinal orientation, is thanksgiving overflowing to God the Father because of who and what He is. Being thankful is a mental attitude that results when you have maximum grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, and virtue love brought to completion in your heart. 6. Being thankful to God becomes a spiritual barometer which reveals your attitude toward God. Being thankful to God becomes a spiritual barometer which reveals your attitude toward God. Seven. Thanksgiving then is an index of the spiritual status of the believer. Thanksgiving then is an index of the spiritual status of the believer. Eight. There is a direct relationship between your consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine and your attitude of thanksgiving toward God. There's a direct relationship between your consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine and your attitude of thanksgiving toward God. Nine, thanksgiving then is grateful acknowledgement of the blessings from the grace of God, the grace of God, the essence of God, the attributes of God. Thanksgiving then is grateful acknowledgement of the blessings from the grace of God. Ten. Therefore, thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude. Therefore, thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude toward God based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what He is. Therefore, thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude toward God based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what He is. Winner believers have capacity for true thanksgiving to God the Father. It is an appreciation for God which cannot exist without the attainment of grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, and virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Thanksgiving is first of all directed toward God. Then it overflows as capacity and appreciation for life. The greater the content of metabolized doctrine in the believer's heart, the greater the capacity for mental attitude of thanksgiving in your life, in every aspect. That was point one. Point two. Thanksgiving to God is also related to all of the phenomenal problem-solving devices God has given to us. Thanksgiving is also related to all of the awesome, wonderful, fantastic problem-solving devices God is giving to these problem-solving devices God gave to us in grace. It's precisely correct procedure. Now, if you're going to run the hurdles, you have to run the hurdles with precisely correct procedure. And when you attain spiritual maturity, God's going to pour out greater grace blessings on you. Phenomenal greater grace blessings. And one of the greatest of all is undeserved suffering for blessing. I teach it as spiritual hurdling. To me, this makes the most sense of all. Understand? Because to run the hurdle, anybody can run the 100. To run the 100, all you got to do is the gun goes off, come out of the block, and just run down the track. That's all you can. Anybody can run the 100. And when the kids turn out for track and field, you'll have a, if it's a big track team, a major high school, why, you'll have 30, 40 kids that want to run the 100. But how many want to run the hurdles? One, two, maybe three. Why? You got to learn precisely correct procedure to clear the hurdles. And that precise, and you got to practice and practice and practice, and you take it one problem solving device at a time. Lead leg. You see, kid, when they first start running hurdles, they got a straight lead leg. You can't have a straight lead leg. That's too slow coming up, too slow coming down. You run over the hurdle. Do you run with a straight leg? No, that's the German military. No, you run knee up, down, up, down. Well, you run over the hurdle. You don't come straight-legged up and over the hurdle. So you have a bent knee. You lead with the knee. The lead leg, the knee comes up, bent. The foot comes out, and then down. And you got to work on lead leg, precisely correct procedure. Then trail leg. How do you trail it? With the knee. The knee comes through, up under your arm and down, and you run over the hurdle. You don't jump over it. You run over the hurdle. And then there's the lead arm. And then there's the trail arm. And the trail arm punches through as you run off that hurdle. And you come down on your toes. You never have your heel come down. And you take off 7 feet in front of the hurdle. Your lead leg comes down 3 feet on the other side. And you practice precisely correct procedure again and again and again. Well, it's the same way with undeserved suffering. God's given us precisely correct procedure. And that precisely correct procedure for clearing the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing are His problem-solving devices. Absolutely fantastic. And the winner believer has learned those problem solving. He knows them. They're out on the flat line of his soul. He has the precisely correct procedure so he can clear the hurdles, spiritual hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. And you know what that means? You have the greatest thanksgiving for God. Now you can glorify God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. So thanksgiving is related to all the problem-solving devices. So, one, the first one is rebound. Once you understand rebound, inevitably, it becomes an expression of gratitude to God for the forgiveness of sins and restoration to fellowship with God and the spiritual life. So that first problem-solving device, once you understand rebound, inevitably it becomes an expression of gratitude to God for the forgiveness of sins and restoration to fellowship with God and the filling of the Spirit and the spiritual life. Point two, thanksgiving is related to the filling of the Holy Spirit as the divine power for living the spiritual life, which is a supernatural way of life and demands supernatural power for its execution. So thanksgiving is related to the filling of the Spirit. God has given us the divine power for living the spiritual life and as the power for expressing our appreciation to God. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, we cannot even give true thanksgiving to God. And then the third problem-solving device, faith rest. Faith rest results in having thanksgiving to God in times of suffering and adversity and pressure and disaster. Faith rest. In faith rest, there's three parts to faith rest. First of all, faith reaches out and claims a promise. That gets your head above water. Now you can think, but first you claim a promise. And then faith reaches out and takes a doctrinal rationale. It might be the essence of God rationale. You go through that. Or the plan of God rationale. Or logistical grace rationale. Or a fortiori rationale. And then the third part, faith reaches out and comes to a doctrinal conclusion. If God is for you, and He is, who can be against you? So the faith rest drill results in having thanksgiving to God in times of suffering, adversity, pressure, and disaster. Fourth, grace orientation. Well, that is the very basis of having thanksgiving to God every single day. Grow up in the grace orientation and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Five, doctrinal orientation. And doctrinal orientation provides greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving. Greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving until the capacity is so great that God shares His happiness with the believer. So doctrinal orientation provides greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving until the capacity is so great that God shares His happiness with the believer. Sixth, a personal sense of destiny. A personal sense of destiny motivates thanksgiving every day, because the believer has total confidence in God's plan, will, and purpose for his life. It motivates thanksgiving every day because the believer has total confidence in God's plan, will, and purpose for his life. Seven, personal love for God the Father. Personal love for God the Father motivates virtue. Impersonal love for all, thanksgiving, directed to the Father because of who and what He is. When you have personal love for God the Father, you know the Father. You know His essence. You know His attributes. You know who and what He is. And so you have Thanksgiving. Eight, impersonal love for all is the greatest problem-solving device for all personal relationships. Solving all people problems, resulting in great thanksgiving to God. Impersonal love for all, the greatest problem-solving device for all personal relationships, solving all personal problems, resulting in great thanksgiving to God. Nine, sharing the happiness of God. Sharing the happiness of God provides tremendous contentment in life and thanksgiving and tranquility of soul in every situation and circumstance of life. Sharing the happiness of God provides tremendous contentment in life and thanksgiving and tranquility of soul in every situation and circumstance of life. And 10, occupation with Jesus Christ. That results in the ultimate mental attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude to God. Occupation with Christ results in the ultimate mental attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude to God. Point three, the winner believer has thanksgiving every single day because he can see the big picture. The winner believer has thanksgiving every single day because he can see the big picture. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we have the big picture. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 28. And we know because we have maximum metabolized doctrine in our heart. And we know, doctrinal orientation, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. Winner believers. For the winner believer. The believer who has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. The big picture. To those who love God. When you have that nailed down, you're in. Now he describes. To those who are called according to his purpose, predetermined plan, prothesis in the Greek, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called, elected to privilege. And whom he called and elected to privilege, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Never lost one. That's the big picture. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, first class condition, and he is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? The winner believer knows that all things work together for good for those who love God. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. If you're going to handle adversity and suffering in time, then you must be able to see the big picture. And this means the spiritually mature believer knows and understands the plan of God and the will of God and the essence of God. He understands why you are here. You know why you're here. You're here to glorify God. That's why you're here. You know God's grace objectives for your life. The ultimate objective is to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And you know where you're going. You're going to live with God forever and ever for all eternity. And therefore, we must know the Word of God, maximum doctrinal orientation. And once this is reality, then you will fulfill the mandates of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks for all things to God, even the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. The winner believer is thankful for everything that comes into his life. The adverse circumstances as well as the wonderful circumstances, because he can see the big picture. Romans 8:28-32. 4. True thanksgiving is to be occupied with the giver more than the gift. True thanksgiving is to be occupied with the giver more than the gift. That is, one capacity for life is to enjoy the giver more than the gift. Capacity for life is to enjoy the giver more than the gift. Two, true happiness is loving the giver more than the gift. True happiness is loving the giver more than the gift. So true thanksgiving is to be occupied with the giver more than the gift. And then point five. And this is going to conclude our mini special on having Thanksgiving every single day. Point five, Psalm 23 is the illustration of having Thanksgiving every single day. Psalm 23 is the illustration of having Thanksgiving every single day. So turn over to Psalm 23. Well, it's a song of David. David is a winner believer, spiritually mature believer. Verse 1. The Lord is the one who keeps on shepherding me. Now this is true for every one of you. This is reality for you in spiritual maturity. The Lord is the one who keeps on shepherding me. I cannot and do not lack for anything. Verse 2. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, causes me to lie down and rest without fear in green pastures. That's pastures of choice food. He leads me beside waters of refreshment in times of adversity and suffering and disaster. Verse 3, he restores my soul, the use of the problem-solving device of rebound. He leads me, divine guidance, in paths of righteousness, from plus R at salvation to grace righteousness at spiritual maturity. Because of His name, because of His essence, His attributes, His infinite and matchless grace. In addition, when I walk through the valley of the death shadow, I cannot fear evil, distress, adversity, and dying. Because You, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Great Shepherd, You are with me, occupation with Jesus Christ. Your rod, divine discipline, and Your staff, divine deliverance, they comfort me. You prepare, verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup, literally, my cup overflowing. It's filled to overflowing with greater grace blessing. Verse 6, no doubt about it, only good, prosperity, blessing, and happiness, and grace, greater grace blessing, shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in a state of perfect blessing in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, the illustration of having Thanksgiving every single day. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. And if you keep on, many of you have already attained spiritual adulthood. This will be reality for your life. It's the best. God wants you to have Thanksgiving every day. He wants you to have Christmas every single day. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. Thank You for the privilege of fellowshipping with You and Your Word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness and thanksgiving in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.